Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 14. Are you getting sleepy? Can Spanish help?
First, I want to welcome everyone to the new Spanish Pod 101. We're learning Spanish with fun and effective lessons and hopefully giving you some cultural insights. Now, Fernando, before we listen to the dialogue, tell us what we're going to learn today.
In this lesson, you will learn about the verb estar to describe temporary states and conditions. This conversation takes place at a party, and the conversation is between Patricia and Diego. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
Let's listen to this dialogue.
¿Estás bien?
No, estoy muy cansada.
Ok, ¿quieres ir a casa?
Sí, vámonos.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿Estás bien?
No, estoy muy cansada.
Ok, ¿quieres ir a casa?
Sí, vámonos.
One more time with the translation.
¿Estás bien?
Are you all right?
No, estoy muy cansada.
No, I'm very tired.
Okay, ¿quieres ir a casa?
Okay, do you want to go home?
Sí, vámonos.
Yes, let's go.
We're back, and it looks like Patricia is done for the night.
That's what Diego's about to find out by asking, ¿Estás bien?
¿Estás bien? Okay, this is a question of concern, right? ¿Estás bien? Are you okay? And Patricia says, no, I'm very tired.
No, estoy muy cansada.
Okay, Fernando, what's the word for tired?
Cansada.
Cansada. Okay, means tired. She actually says, I'm very tired.
Estoy muy cansada.
Estoy muy cansada.
Okay? Very, yes.
Very tired. Muy, muy cansada. Now, you notice that in both of these lines of dialogue, we're using the same verb, which is estar, right? Diego said, are you okay?
¿Estás bien?
¿Estás bien? That's the verb estar, estás. And then Patricia says, I'm tired.
Estoy muy cansada.
Estoy muy cansada. So those two forms, estás, estoy, are both forms of estar. All right, let's move on. So Patricia says she's tired. So Diego says, well, do you want to go home?
Okay. ¿Quieres ir a casa?
Okay. ¿Quieres ir a casa? Now, Fernando, okay looks like English to me. Is that Spanish also?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Okay.
It's universal, actually.
Okay. And then he asks, do you want to go home?
¿Quieres ir a casa?
¿Quieres ir a casa? Now, that word for home is casa, right?
Yes.
And to go home?
Ir a casa.
Ir a casa. That verb ir means to go. Now, his question is, do you want to go home? So how do we say, do you want?
Quieres.
Quieres. Okay, now this is the verb querer, which is to want. And the second person singular form is you want. Quieres. Okay, let's put it together. Okay, do you want to go home?
¿Quieres ir a casa?
And Patricia says,
sí, vámonos.
Sí, vámonos. A lot of English speakers know this expression, vámonos, right?
Vámonos.
Right. This means let's get out of here. Let's leave, all right? It's the verb irse, which means to get out or to leave. Fernando, let's go to the vocabulary section.
Estar.
To be.
Estar. Estar. Cansado.
Tired.
Cansado. Cansado. Ir a casa.
To go home.
Ir a casa. Ir a casa. Vámonos.
Let's leave.
Vámonos. Vámonos.
All right, Fernando, let's take a closer look at these vocabulary words.
Let's start with estar.
Estar. Okay, estar means to be, and it's one of two verbs in Spanish that means to be. Estar is the version of to be that you use when you want to describe temporary states and conditions. Okay? Something that's not a part of somebody's identity. For example, being tired.
Estar cansado.
Estar cansado is to be tired.
Cansado, which actually is the next word.
Okay, cansado means tired. Cansado. As I was saying about estar, being tired is not a part of your identity, right? It's a temporary state. It's a temporary condition. You'll have a glass of water, go to sleep, and you'll wake up fresh in the morning, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So that's why we use cansado with estar, because tiredness is something that comes and goes. It's not permanent. It's just temporary.
Ir a casa.
Ir a casa, to go home. Now, Diego, very...
gentlemanly, perhaps?
In a very gentlemanly way, asked Patricia if she wanted to go home.
¿Quieres ir a casa?
¿Quieres ir a casa? Okay. So you heard the whole phrase, ir a casa, there as an infinitive phrase, to go home. Ir a casa. That word casa at the end actually means house.
Vámonos.
Vámonos. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Let's go. Now, as I said before, this is the first person plural imperative of the verb irse. Now, a lot of people ask me, JP, what's the difference between vámonos and vamos? And the difference is vámonos is the verb irse, which means to take off or to get out or to leave. Mm-hmm. Vamos is the verb ir, which means to go. So vamos, let's go. Vámonos, let's get out of here.
Well done, JP.
Thanks. Should we move on to the grammar section?
I think we should.
Now we're going to talk about the verb estar to describe temporary states and conditions. Now we already kind of demonstrated it with the adjective cansado, right? To be tired.
Cansado, estar cansado.
Estar cansado. And we said that being tired is used with estar because tiredness is not something that's part of your identity. It's something that comes and goes, right? It's a temporary state or condition. Now, Fernando, I noticed something in the dialogue. Patricia did not actually say estoy cansado. She said estoy cansada.
Because she's a female.
Oh, okay. So when we use adjectives for temporary states or conditions, like cansado, you got to make sure that adjective agrees with the subject, okay? Since Patricia is the one that's tired, Patricia is describing herself, she's going to use a feminine adjective, right? Cansada.
Cansada.
Now, we have it listed in the vocabulary, traditionally in the masculine form, right? In the dictionary, it's going to do that as well. But whenever you talk about a woman, you're going to have to use a feminine form of that adjective, all right?
Or if you're a woman, you'll want to use...
Talking about yourself.
Yes.
Or other women.
Or other women.
Fernando, you would never say that. You would never say, estoy cansada.
No.
How would you say it?
Estoy cansado.
Estoy cansado. You know what? I'm a little tired too. I think we're both tired. How do we say this in Spanish?
Estamos cansados.
Estamos cansados. Okay. We used estar in the plural form, right? Yes. Estamos. We are. Now, Fernando, say again that we're tired.
Estamos cansados.
Estamos cansados. Fernando, I noticed you put an S on that cansados.
You noticed a lot of stuff, JP. Yes, that's right, because it's plural.
Right. I'm tired, you're tired, we're both tired. There's two of us, so we're going to use the plural, cansados. Estamos cansados. Now, you'll notice that this is a little different from English. In English, our adjectives don't change. I'm tired, you're tired, she's tired, he's tired. In Spanish, the adjective that used with estar is going to reflect the gender and number of the person or people that are tired. So we're tired. Estamos cansados. All right, folks, if we've thoroughly confused you with the grammar point, you know what? It might be easier for you to understand if you take a look at it in written form. Luckily, I've written the grammar point for you, and you can find it in the lesson notes of this lesson. And you can find those lesson notes at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com.
And where you can also leave us a comment, a suggestion, or a question regarding this lesson, because we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. For now, it's time to go. So, hasta luego.
Adios.
¿Estás bien?
No, estoy muy cansada.
Ok, ¿quieres ir a casa?
Sí, vámonos.